is this Ron?
Speaking.
Hey, Ron, yeah, it's Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. Told me to follow up with you.
Which bank? I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, you got a couple minutes to talk?
Yeah, no, I'm fine, yeah, go ahead.
Perfect, yeah, so originally when we had spoken, I let you know that you were pre-approved with us for some equipment financing and working capital, about up to $250,000. Told me to give you a call back when you had time to talk, so are you looking to do anything or require some additional...
Is it equipment finance mean what? I'm not understanding about equipment.
Well, like, take for example, you guys are a town car service, correct?
Right.
Right, you have cars, and you finance the cars, or do you purchase them outright?
My cars are paid off almost, I don't need it, but only well, for working capital, how you do that?
So, have you heard of working capital before?
I finance my merchant services, which is from only American Express, not the other one, not the Visa and MasterCard. So,
right.
Yeah, so that's what I had, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I mean, so essentially a working capital, it's a short-term unsecured cash loan that the money is deposited directly into your business account. And generally for us, how the program works is we base it off of your net sales, and we were able to free up around 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash. And the best way to kind of understand that is, let's say, for example, you did $1 million in sales. We can free up 10 to 15%
right.
of that, which translates into around $100,000 to $150,000 as unsecured cash to use for the business, however way that you want. So it's similar to, you can think of it also as similar to a line of credit. It's similar in a sense that we want to get you approved for the largest amount possible, and then you have the option of choosing how much money you would like to use. But it's different in a sense that since we base it off of sales and not credit, we can get you more money. And because it's unsecured, that means it's not attached to anything like lines of credit are.
No, but is this sort of like a SBA, like a small business loan?
It's not an SBA loan. It's an unsecured cash loan. So
what is the percentage on it for the interest-wise?
For interest, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked. It really depends on a few factors. We take into account how long you guys have been in business, the sales of the company. No, it's somewhat credit, but it's not that much of a factor. And usually, it kind of ranges. So take, for example, I had a client that I got funded a couple weeks ago. They're a construction company, and essentially they needed some money for one of their projects. They need about $100,000. I was able to get them $100,000, and they had a rate of around, I think it was 5% for 6 months. So if you translate that into APR, it turns out to be around 10% for a year. But the thing
this is very high. No. Because my merchant finance, because Amex is giving me a 4%, which is if I ask them for 2 years, they put 2 years, like 1 year, 4% on $100,000 is a $4,000. If I go with the 2 years, $8,000. So if they gave me $100,000 for 2 years, they're going to put $108,000 for the finance loan. And that's how they're going to start deducting from my whatever my submissions are. If my, for example, every day Amex transaction is $2,000, they're going to divide it. They're probably going to take like $200, $100 from it. The rest of them going to go to my account.
Right. I understand that. But the thing about this program, too, is that we don't have... The program doesn't
no,
have...
No, but 10%, 10%, short-term, 6 months, 1 year, no good. I got 2 years, and then yearly, I'm paying like 4% on it. It's just fixed.
Ron, that was just an example. Essentially, what this program is, we don't have an actual APR. It's just a figure. We have a fixed.
It's not going to be lower than 4% plus.
4% so have you gone back to American Express to see if you can get more money from them?
Yeah, because my existing loan is getting paid off in this December.
Right, and what did they say when you went back to them if you can get more money? Did they approve?
They're going to offer me again in November, like 1 month before. They're going to say, okay, we are offering you now. Before they give it me $180,000, okay? And now they're going to say, okay, because the sale is improved and everything, if I want 225 or 200, it's only up to me. But I take what I feel comfortable with. For example, if I'm okay with 160, I take 160. I know I can pay them back in 2 years. They only what they do when I submit when I charge my customer the American Express, only from the American Express, not the Visa MasterCard. So they take their percentage, little bit percentage of this installment. If they decide to take back like $8,000 a month, they take almost $8,000, like a per day wise, and that's how I pay them back. So I have no worry.
Yeah, and I understand where you're coming from. This loan is essentially similar to the merchant cash advance that you have out with it.
No, but your rate gonna be, trust me, it's gonna be very high. Plus, you have a short term. Short term mean maximum is one year and maybe 6 months is more.
Well, the terms can range. They can go 6 months, 12 months. We can go out to 2 years.
Yeah, if you go to 12 months, then the interest is gonna go higher, definitely. And
but the payments are spread out.
You cannot beat the 4%. You cannot.
Are you searching for some additional cash while you're using up what American Express gave to you?
Definitely, I will take it from American Express. I thought maybe there is some other company which is 2.5 or 2%. Probably take from them, but look like not, because the 4%, and I've been doing with them from almost five years now. It's five times.
So what other terms? Do they have anything attached to the terms for you?
Nothing, because I have my I finance my merchant services, my merchant,
mm-hmm.
which is, for example, yearly, the American Express, I charge $250,000.
Right.
That's $400,000. So $400,000, what they do, they consider like 40% of it, I can take it, which is like $160,000. Because my total submissions are $400,000, and they want me to finance the 160 and 240. I have it because I have to pay my drivers, I have to pay my expense, and all this stuff.
Of course. So what were you guys? What were you guys doing for net sales for 2015? What was your guys' top line revenue?
$900,000.
Okay, and they were able to get you the $200,000 off of a 2 year term based off that.
This time I probably gonna go like 150 or 160 the max. That's what I needed. I don't need that much.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanna be comfortable. If I put, I can even get 300,000 from them. But the thing is, whatever the submission gonna come in, everything gonna go back to them in installment. And how am I gonna survive? I have expense to do also.
Yeah. So what do their payments look like? Getting the payment plan on track. What do you guys?
They take like whatever my submissions are, 33% off it.
Yeah. I mean, that's 33%.
Like 25%, 25%, 30%, 33%. They just see how I'm paying them back, how my sales are going.
Exactly. So they take... So they take 33% of your, was it daily sales or monthly sales?
Only the American Express sale. Only Amex. If there are customers, I have 100 customers.
Uh-huh.
60% of the customers, they use the American Express. 40% are on a Visa. Visa, another credit card, plus there is a direct debit, like a direct check account, like a corporate account.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, so 60% of my total sale is on American Express, and American Express sale is like $400,000 or $500,000 a year, and they know that that's how whatever the merchant is making, so that's how they give you the... to use the money, for like the 1 year, 2 years, up to you.
Right. So, okay. And you're saying they charge 33, they take 33% of the sales. So essentially that's 33% APR, if you're looking at it in that type
of
way.
No. You're not understanding. It's like a payback money, installment.
Yeah, and that's what the working capital is too. It's a fixed payback. We don't put an APR on this.
2 years. 2 years mean is 24 installments. So first month, for example, I did a sale for like $10,000 for my Express. They're gonna take like $2,500 from it. $7,500 they're gonna throw in my bank.
Okay.
So I had the loan for $160,000. So they're gonna subtract that $2,500. Now my loan is if it's 160, now it's 57 and a half. And next month, my submission of Amex is $30,000. So now they're going to take almost $7,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay, hey, Ron, do you mind? I have one of my senior members here. I kind of want him to explain a little more about what this is, because I want to see if there's something that we can do to help you out, and I don't want to be, you know, touting and saying the wrong.
I understand, but only just want to make sure, because it's a confirmed, sure, you can assure on it also, because the rate, the APR, you cannot beat it.
Yeah, let me here, I'm going to hand you off to one of my senior members, and he can explain it a lot better than...
Yeah, but thing is, then your procedure is going to be very high. Give me this tax and all this stuff. With American Express, I'm already set it up. I don't have to send them anything because they know I'm being with them already.
So and I completely understand that, but I want you to at least understand where I'm coming from and how, you know, the working capital program fits into the business.
I know you're trying. I really appreciate for your trying, but I don't think the thing will work out.
I think it could. I think it could here, Ron. I think it definitely could if you just give me a chance here.
Yeah, but how am I going to give you a chance? I mean, when you know the interest is not going to be lower than 4%.
And I gave you one example. Let me have you talk to one of my senior members who's been here way longer than me and can definitely kind of quell some of these misconceptions.
All right.
Okay, he's right here.
Hi, this is Julian, Bank of Cardiff. Am I speaking with Ron?
Yes, speaking, yeah.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm good, good. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, just working with Nico here. Sounds like there's a potential financing you need. What do you have going on over there?
I explained it to him, everything, but it's hard for me to just explain it to you again. But I told him that if you cannot beat the 4%, if you can beat the 4% interest and talk to me, then I will be able to do, you know.
Yeah, is that 4% on, is that like a line of credit, or?
Yeah, that's the capital. You're going to give it to me, and I can use it anywhere.
No, the 4% that you have right now, is that on a line of credit?
No, that's actually a merchant financing.
Merchant financing.
American Express Merchant Finance.
Oh, that's with Amex, okay. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Are they currently meeting your needs, or do you need more capital right now, or
no? They are okay. I mean, I'm almost paid off with them for this time, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to renew it again in December. But whoever that was, Nido, he was trying to reach me to go with him to take capital. But I told him you're not going to be able to beat this interest rate.
Right. Yeah, there has to be a specific need. It's not gonna beat 4% because that's through your bank. Is that correct or no?
Which one?
The American Express capital program.
That's the merchant finance. You know, that's I have the merchant service from with them,
uh-huh.
and my sale with the merchant service for the only American Express is $500,000.
Uh-huh.
So what they do, they finance that merchant financing, and uh-huh. when I submit those every month the credit cards.
Yeah.
For example, I submitted $10,000 payments. So they subtract $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
Less the deposit in my account. The $2,500 goes to credit that installment from my whatever the loan I take from them.
Mm-hmm.
And I took from them $160,000 last year.
Okay. So that 4%, that sounds like a secured program, right? Is it secured by like your real estate or something, or?
No. Nothing against it. It's a merchant finance.
Okay, so is it
finance.
Is it attached to your credit card? Your credit card, like your merchant processor?
I'm the limo company, you're not understanding. Only I'm asking, can you guys beat the 4%? If yes, then we can go otherwise, there's no problem.
No, we're
just trying, you know.
It's not going to beat 4%, but if there has to be an opportunity or a need. If you're borrowing money at 4%, continue borrowing money at 4% all day, every day. Because that sounds like a home loan rate. 4%. Is it really 4%, or are there other costs included?
It's
or
not? It's not. It's the business loan. It's a merchant financing,
uh-huh.
and it's very low rate. I'm very comfortable with it. There's no problem.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. There's 4%. If you're truly getting 4%, that's great. You're really not gonna find it anywhere. Like I said, a home interest rate would be around like 3.5% or something like that. But if you have a specific need, if you need capital. like immediately, and they're not covering your needs. Like, if you have a need that they're not meeting for you, we can help you. Do you have a specific project that you're looking to do, or?
No, this is it. I really appreciate it. I'm okay with it because I told him that we're okay. Thank you. No problem. Okay.
Okay. So, are you looking at?